I believe in friends who can make you laugh so hard you cry.
I believe in All the Way Full.
Here's what I believe. If there's one thing you don't mess with in life, it's love.
This I believe.
I'm Frederick Reamer, host of This I Believe Rhode Island. You know those times in life when you wish you could rewind the clock and do it all over again? That first date that didn't work out so well, or perhaps the job interview where you now cringe when you think about how you answered that critical screening question. Of course, as we all know, life doesn't come with a reset button. As Henry David Thoreau once said, make the most of your regrets. Never smother your sorrow, but tend and cherish it till it comes to have a separate and integral interest. To regret deeply is to live afresh. And that's what we hear from this week's essayist, Bill Miles.
For 36 years, I kicked myself for blowing a chance to see my musical muse in concert. It was my summer break from college. I was backpacking solo in Europe and amassing emotional highs and lows. It was the kind of stuff my hero, the songwriter, poet, and bard Leonard Cohen, sang about. At least I'd like to think he sang what I was feeling. In a small French town along the Saône River, two retired brothers with scruffy beards from New Zealand, Claude and Gordon Brash, agreed to offer me passage on board their yacht. In exchange for my interpreting French and working on the boat, I could accompany them up and down the canals that they were then navigating 4 years into their world tour. It seemed like the college kids' lottery. Free food and passage with wizened Kiwis along a bucolic stretch of France's countryside. But after almost a week, Gordon told me to shove off. We were in Lyon. As I dejectedly hoisted my backpack and walked off the sloop for good, a poster along the canal immediately caught my eye. Leonard Cohen was performing in town. But whether it was the 100 francs for a ticket or the rush to flee the scene of my shame, I let Leonard play without me and regretted it ever since. As I grew older, married, had children, I deliberately swore Leonard off. I decided his mournful and transgressive style was no longer compatible with my status as husband, father, provider, affirmer. But then, just a year or two ago, I read that as a result of personal betrayal and dire finances, in order to assure himself a decent pension, an older Leonard Cohen was on tour again. So, at 78 years of age, the singer finally mesmerized me in Radio City Music Hall. My brother Robert, a white-haired singer and genius songwriter in his own right, sitting by my side. Often on his knees, or standing immobile as band members took solos, Leonard in New York in 2013 was not what he must have been in Lyon in 1976. He was undoubtedly better, wiser, humbler, mortal, and with a voice whose lowered register now brought you down with him more than you thought possible. I believe that there are second chances in life, and that second chance may even be more enriching than the first one that you blew. With the passage of time, both you and your missed muse may very likely improve. You just need to be patient.
I've heard there was a secret chord that David played and it pleased the Lord. But you don't really care for music, do you?
Bill Miles, a resident of Seekonk, Massachusetts, is a professor of political science at Northeastern University, where he integrates music into his teaching on politics. Miles has lived in and written books on India, West Africa, the South Pacific, the Indian Ocean, and the French Caribbean. When his daughter Arielle picks up her violin, Miles tries to accompany her on his cello without regret. To offer your own essay or to listen to previous segments, we invite you to visit the This I Believe Rhode Island page of our website, ripr.org. For Rhode Island Public Radio, This is Frederick Reamer.
Your faith was strong, but you needed proof.